Tickets, please, tickets. Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness is now boarding the Wayback Machine for a dumb birthday game from August 10th, 1991, the title of which is I Can't Fight This Reeling. Long before we had an official, real, honest-to-goodness opening song, I played the Olympic theme to kick off the proceedings. In addition, we had smartly uniformed WBZ pages that would march into the studio, white gloves and all, carrying sealed envelopes containing all the birthday details. As Norm stated, it truly was a feather in the cap of WBZ. The players. Paul from Malden. Wolfie, also known as, for this episode, Incognito, because we had recently called Italy and no one knows what he's talking about. The smitten Allison Brockton. Scott and Lynn. I'm producing and playing on the phone from Master Control. And a fully relaxed Jack Hart. The birthdays with all the sound effects. Jimmy Dean. And Norm does another fantastic impression. Rosanna Arquette. And Wolfie is a joke machine. Eddie Fisher. The only thing Norm disliked about Eddie Fisher was that he sang out of tune. Or should I say, out of tuna. If you thought that was bad, just wait. Patty Austin. Rhonda Fleming, whose red hair is attributed to cracking eggs in it. What? Bobby Hatfield. We are enlightened to his family's farming history. Other stuff. Poor Jack has been jadularized. Norm realizes he forgot to stay home. Wolfie has doubled his thing. The original songs 73 and 77 trombones didn't take. And you know what became a hit? It's an emotional roller coaster of humor highs and lows. Tony and Jack dispel any rumors of cheating. At times, Alice is calling from far, far away. I'm forced to stay for another hour. And Norm does the weather with musical accompaniment that puts him in a romantic mood. We are overrun with classic commercials and promos. Ask a Nurse with a semi-whispery announcer. Dr. Howard Smith will be talking stomach pain with his guest, Dr. Michael Wolf. The Cape Cod Melody Tent has a big show coming up. We hear about the instant gratification Patrick Palladino from Winchester, Mass. Gets from Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Keep it in your sneaker. Hot, sweaty, burning, sore, and smelly. And that's just the script writing. Oh, and Norm relates his very own experience with Keep It In Your Sneaker. The all-new Marshfield Fair. Very excited announcers give you all the details. A WBZ New England Patriots promo with Gil Santos. Barney and Carey Lumber Company in Quincy. Gold Bond is back with another one of our faves, Joan Cantwell of Brockton, Mass. And yes, Keep It In Your Sneaker strikes again. Must be for the other foot. We also get the bottom hour news read by Norm, and I include it here. He also checks traffic again with Jack, who's dressed in his polyester uniform and shiny shoes. There was also time to take some calls. Kathy, who thought it was one of his better shows, she thinks he should just let us keep punning until we exhaust all the options. I like Kathy. She is also awaiting a prize that Norm promised. And Marilyn from Boston, formerly from Wellesley, by way of the Cape, and maybe Maine. And good God, it's a nutty call. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Episode 99, I Can't Fight This Reeling, is cast to the airwaves in 3, 2, and 1.
The smartly uniformed pages here at the WBZ are now bringing in a list of birthdays, people born on this very day, all in sealed envelopes. Thank you. And we'll play the dumb birthday game and see who was born August 10th. Some fairly well-known people were born on this day. some fairly well known and some not known at all, but we'll try them all as we play what has become a great feature for WBZ and certainly a feather in its cap, the Dumb Birthday Game. Thank you. Okay, we have Paul, who's back with us today. How you doing, Paul?
No, I'm fine, Norm. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm glad to talk with you again. We also have the lovely Wolfie from Brooklyn.
Hold it.
Yes?
Because you called Italy, understand?
Yes.
And I really don't want to be named today on your program. My name today will be Incognito.
Okay, Wolfie. That's your name from here on. Okay, we'll talk with Alice in Brockton. Hello, Alice.
Hi, Norm.
Well, hello, Alice.
Hi. I talked to you a long time ago, but I haven't talked to you lately.
Okay, you ready to play the Dumb Birthday Game? You want to guess the ages of people born on this day? You're all excited about that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay, we also have with us Scott, who is in Lynn.
How you doing, Norm?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Scott?
Pretty good.
Okay, we have Tony. Tony Nesbitt, our producer.
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Tony. And, of course, we have Jack Hart, who's WBZ 24-hour traffic network, just taking a little respite from the stressful duties in that regard in order to play the Dumb Birthday Game. Kind of relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Just sitting here with a face cloth on my forehead and cucumbers in my eyes.
Face cloth on my forehead.
I'm taking a respite. I'm relaxing.
And cucumbers in my eyes.
Yeah.
That is just an answer. I think Alice has fallen in love with you. She
yeah, I do, Jack.
See, I think she's mumbling something.
I think she just likes the way you make a salad.
Yeah.
I'm
a laugh. Yeah. Alice, you're okay. Okay, I'll give you a list of people. Alice,
yes.
Be quiet.
I will.
Okay, you're a nice person. I know you are. What I'm going to do now is going to give you the names of people born on this day, and the idea, of course, is to guess how old you think they are, which is about as stupid a premise for a game as you can come up with.
Yeah.
You never noticed that before.
No.
You just yelled out numbers.
Yeah.
You didn't know what they related to.
I'm going to have to try tonight, then.
He thought he was playing bingo.
Yeah, he thought he was. He's got a card up there and everything, little beans. Okay, Jimmy Dean, the guy who did Big Bad John. Remember, he also has the Jimmy Dean sausages. Hi, try my sausages. That was a terrible imitation. But Paul, how old do you suppose Jimmy Dean is on this very day?
Well, I'm going to say he's about 63.
He's about 63.
Mm-hmm. About his sausages might be older, but. He's about
60. His sausages may be older.
Is there a link between?
Yeah, a missing link. His songs.
Yeah. Oh, that is... boy, we're off to a swell start here. This is going to be really lots of fun. And now Wolfie is going to try his hand at humor. You know how that comes out. Wolfie, how old is Jimmy Dean?
I would say that he's 58.
Okay, you say he's 58. Alice, what do you think?
I think Alice went to sleep.
No, I didn't.
No, okay. Alice, what do you think? How old is... Could you get just...
56,
okay. Okay, if you just get nice and close to the phone and speak up, yeah, because it's a little hard to hear you sometimes.
And scramble too, don't break the yolks with those sausages.
Oh, that was very clever, Wolfie.
Did I hear something?
I think it was a mosquito. Maybe a Japanese beetle or something. Scott, what do you say? How old is Jimmy Dean?
56.
You're going to say the same as Alice?
Oh, wow.
Okay, that means you both go to the prom together. Tony, how old do you think he is?
64.
64?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think, Jack?
It's got to be 61.
Got to be 61.
I didn't say that, but I said, nah.
Mm. You always say that when somebody else guesses something differently than you.
I don't know if it's right, though. See?
See, I know. There
just have to be one of the ages.
That's the interesting thing about this Dumb Birthday Game is you can never be too secure in your knowledge.
No.
You always feel kind of, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, I don't know, I'm just mixed up, I don't know, God, I don't know.
Keeps us on the edge of our seat.
It really does, and it keeps your humility in check.
Yes.
Okay, Jimmy Dean is Thank you very much. He's 63. That's what Paul said. Paul said that exactly, yeah. Did you? You didn't look these things up ahead of time?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay. Well, that was very good. You hit it right on the button. And Tony wasn't that far off. He said 64, which is pretty close. And most people came very close also. I'm just proud of all of you. Now, get out of here. Okay. Now, do you know the actress Rosanna Arquette?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kind of a weird... She always does kind of weird things. Weird.
Not personally, but...
No, not... Well, I don't know. She was in Desperately Seeking Susan with Madonna... And several other weird, some other movies.
Risky Business.
Was she in Risky Business?
Yep.
Yeah, and she was also in a movie where she died. And it was kind of a surrealistic, kind of weird plot.
She happens to be Cliff Arquette's
Charlie Weaver's granddaughter.
Oh, is that right? His granddaughter. Cliff Arquette, right. I didn't know that.
Is it Disney, the guy that developed the floor for the Boston Garden?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was Park.
I knew there was some link there.
Yeah.
You didn't think there was any link there at all. You
it was just kind wanted, of a wooden remark.
Yeah, you said, oh, you just felt if you didn't say it, Wolfie would probably come up with it, and you wanted to beat him.
That's right.
Okay. I shouldn't have said anything. Oh, God, I'm encouraging this. Anyway, Jack, how old would you say Rosanna Arquette is?
She is a delightful 29.
Delightful 29, but an ugly 37. Okay. But we'll mark down 29. And Tony, what do you think?
29.
Jeez. I'm going to go through one of those things. Okay, Scott, what do you think?
I think she's 32, a little bit older.
32, okay. Yeah. And what do you think, Alice? Do you know who she is, don't
35
you?
35 or 6.
35. 35. Hmm. Okay. And Wolfie, what do you think?
36 and 7/8.
Oh. You just can't stop this guy, huh? The humor just rolls off him.
He's a joke machine.
Oh, he is. Man, it's hard to keep the wind going. I tell you, just knocks the wind right out of you.
Keep eating those sausages isn't one of the problems.
Yeah. I can hardly wait to the next age to guess that. Paul, how old do you think Rosanna Arquette is?
I'll say 31.
31, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, time to check the birth records. Okay. Seems to me I've heard this sound in regard to something else we do here at WBZ. Okay, Rosanna Arquette is 32 years old. Scott hit it right on the button.
Yep.
Yeah, and Paul was only a year off.
Hey, sorry, Tony.
It's all right.
Okay, 32 is correct. Okay, here's a man who was a boy singer several years ago. Was I guess became an alcoholic or a druggie or something, but he looks a little dissipated. He's also the father of Carrie Fisher, who's, I think, a delightful actress and writer. Eddie Fisher is who I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. And here he is to sing Out of Tune. That was the only thing that bothered me about Eddie Fisher.
His real name is Teddy Angler.
Eddie Fisher, Teddy Angler. Fisher Angler.
I thought it was Joe Carp.
I get it.
Yeah.
Joe Carp, he thought it was. Well, that's just a fluke. Oh, that's awful.
We're trying to flounder now.
I understand that he's a bass. He's got a bass voice.
A bass voice.
That's I'll say it again. We're starting to flounder now.
And nobody says that's a hell of
fishing around.
That's a hell of
no, he's just a card shark.
Oh. You're all laughing like you're really saying something funny.
Of all the fish in the sea, gefilte fish is the fish with me.
I didn't hear that.
I did. It's that mosquito buzzing around again.
Okay, yeah, there's... Out. I got it. It's dead. It's Alice, how old is Eddie Fisher?
I'd say maybe about...
Can you come closer to the phone and speak up like a
yeah,
good...
Yeah, you sound far away.
I am far away, but you're not. You're close.
No, not that far away. Just in Boston.
Okay. How old is Eddie Fisher?
I'd say maybe around 64.
64. Okay.
I don't know what's so funny.
And what do you say, Scott?
I'd say 63.
Hmm? Okay. And Wolfie. Uh-oh, here it comes. Watch it, watch it.
He looks good for 68 because he's pickled.
He's pickled? Did you say that he looks good for 68 because he's pickled?
Right.
Well, it's going to be hard to keep up with that kind of humor.
He's just throwing us a red herring.
Oh, jeez. So you say 68. Is that your guess, Wolfie?
Right.
I see. Okay, Paul, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to agree with Alice, and I'm going to say 64.
64, okay. And Jack?
I'll go with 64, too. Oh,
64 wow. Also. And Tony?
Oh, well, you know, 64.
Wow.
Okay, that means that four of you who guess 64, well, well, let's...
Well, if we're all right, we'll have a whale of a time.
Okay, let's... oh, gee. Let us.
And then it'll let us off the hook.
Quit throwing me the line.
Well, yeah.
Just a few barbs here and there.
Oh God. Let's check
Get
Eddie Fisher's
fishy.
Age. I can't stand this. Eddie Fisher's age is. Oh, do we need that? Do we really need that? All of those of you who guessed 64, and there are four of you who guessed 64, are absolutely wrong, but not that far off. However, Scott is right on the button because he is 63, which is what Scott said.
Wow.
I seen him on Donahue about 4 weeks ago.
I'm sorry, you'd say that again?
I seen him on Donahue on an interview about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. And he looks a little dissipated, I think, but... I suppose, what the heck, he is 63.
He's just singing, just singing through the scales.
That's right. He's actually older than his daughter. He was older when he was making records, he was younger when he was making records than his daughter Carrie Fisher is today, I believe.
He was married to Connie Stevens.
Is he still married to Connie Stevens?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, was?
Yep.
He's also married to Elizabeth Taylor. Did you know that?
He looks so worn out.
Yeah.
Now, he was married to Elizabeth Taylor. She left him to marry... what's his name, the British actor?
Richard Burton.
Richard Burton, I believe, yeah.
Yep.
And meantime, Eddie Fisher left Debbie Reynolds, who he's also married to, in order to marry Elizabeth Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
They moved
that was the wife he had Carrie Fisher with, right, Debbie Reynolds?
That's right. Debbie Reynolds would be her mother. Boy, that's kind of a life that most of us lead, I suppose.
That's a roundabout way of getting to that, huh?
Yeah. Okay, the singer, Patty Austin. You know Patty Austin?
No.
And, no? Okay, mm-hmm. We'll start with Tony on this one. How old is Patty Austin?
Oh, goodness. I have no idea.
No, I'm asking, well, you think about it anyway.
Okay.
Alice, I was asking Tony at the moment. Cause
Patty
knows.
Austin, huh?
Patty Austin.
I don't know, 52?
That's a question, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll mark that down. 52, and I'll put a question mark after that. And what do you think, Jack?
Oh, I'm going to say 37.
37. Okay, seems to be kind of a high discrepancy there, right?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm thinking of Patti LaBelle. That's why I didn't go.
Oh, I see.
No, she's probably 37.
Okay, and Wolfie, of course, knows because he's got all of Patti Austin's records.
Well, I've been 5 years away either side. Do I say 47 or do I say 42?
You can say whatever you'd like to say.
I'll say neither.
Let's try for 42.
42. Wolfie says 42. You know who Patty Austin is?
I'm not into...
whatever it is she does.
Modern music.
Modern music.
Life.
Or modern anything. Yeah. How about you, Paul? What do you think?
I'm going to say 41.
41. Okay. And Alice?
I don't really know who she is, but I'm going to take just a guess.
Okay.
My Wolfie.
What do you think?
I'll say 44.
44.
Okay. I don't really know.
It's okay. That's okay, Alice.
Okay, dear.
Scott, what do you think?
39, no.
39. Okay.
What?
Now.
What?
Oh, he did say... I kind of missed that for a minute, you know. 39.
Oh.
Okay, Patty Austin will find out just a moment after the folks have written their answers and how much they're betting on it on the board. This is the third movement from Tchaikovsky's Pathetique Symphony. For those of you saying, boy, it sounds familiar, I wonder where it came from.
We all know it simply as the Jeopardy Tick-Tock theme.
That's right. Okay. Patty Austin is actually 43 years old, so we had the Wolfie said 42, and Alice at 44, so they were both the closest. Yeah, very good. We have Paul has won one, Wolfie has won one round, and Alice has...
I want to keep on a losing streak. I'm better off that way.
Well, you have been for a lot of years now, so don't worry about it. Scott is in the lead. Actually, he's got two correct answers.
Wow.
Well, Tony and Jack, well, what's the sense in rubbing it in just because they're a couple of dummies?
Please.
They've been eating too much Jimmy Dean sauce.
Mommy!
Watch it. Hold it, everybody. Wolfie's going to say something really clever.
You speak Italian, don't you?
Yes.
Jack then becomes Jadrulu Eyes.
Jack becomes what?
Jadrulu Eyes.
Holy smoke.
I don't even know what the heck he's talking about.
I'm Jadrulu
Eyes. Cucumber Eyes.
Jack, if you're talking about Jack, would be Giacomo in Italian.
That's Jadrulu Eyes.
I see.
Have been Jadulu-ized? Oh, I thought you said iced.
Yeah. That's
like,
serious.
My goodness.
You got to put it in a blender and you get that.
Yeah, I was
going to put it in the blender. Jadulu-ized.
Jadulu-ized.
It's right after puree.
Jadulu-ized.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a. Do you remember there was an actress?
Could you Norm has kind of left the studio.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to go home now. I just remembered something I forgot. I forgot to stay home. Okay, here's an actress from the 40s, and so I suppose all of you are too young to remember any actresses from the 40s, but quite a glamorous lady and a mediocre actress, but made a lot of movies. Her name, Rhonda Fleming. You know that name, Rhonda Fleming?
I remember her.
Any relation to Peggy?
Yes, she is. She is.
No,
no, I don't believe so. No.
I remember seeing her red hair.
That's right. She did have red hair. That's correct. That's right. She kept it red by cracking eggs in it a lot. Anyway, Wolfie, why don't you go first? How old is Rhonda Fleming?
78.
And Paul, what do you think?
I'm going to say 69.
And what do you think, Alice?
I'll say 71. Yes.
71. Mm-hmm. Okay, Scott?
76.
Tony?
76.
That's a spirit.
Oh, jeez. Jack?
I'll say 75.
Oh.
Okay, here's the age, the actual age of Rhonda Fleming. I love this song, 73 Trombones. There was a guy who wrote that, 75 trombones, then he tried 77 trombones, never quite made it. Anyway, Rhonda Fleming is 68 years old, which means that...
Well, I've doubled my thing. I was usually 5 years off, now I'm 10 off.
Okay, Paul said 69, so he's the closest. Thank you very much.
So much for that hint about the actress in the 40s.
Yes. Yes. But
12 when she was an actress?
Well, no. Not in the 40s, she would have been in her 20s. And the 40s, of course, are 50 years ago.
Yeah. Either that or she's lying
that's
about
right.
her age.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But it is kind of inconsistent, isn't it? Okay, here's one. This is the last one. This is Bobby Hatfield, who was one of the Righteous Brothers. He was on the Unchained Melody. So even though you may not know the name...
That had something to do with the Hatfield McCoys.
You can sort of work that around.
Yeah.
Of course, his family line comes from a group of farmers that used to grow hats.
Yeah.
On a Hatfield.
That's right. They had a field full of derbies, as I recall, yeah.
In Kentucky, I believe.
That's right. It was. That's right, yeah. Or it might have been in Panama.
Oh, they used to sell them in oh, never mind. Okay. 10 gallons.
Let's start. Oh, shut up. Just shut up, all of you. Let's start with Jack. How old is Bobby Hatfield?
Oh, let's see. He's got to be 52.
Got to be 52. Okay, Tony?
53 and 7/8.
That's right, too. That's right. Okay, we'll round that off to 53, okay?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. Unless you want to round it off to 54.
No, 53 will be fine.
Okay, Scott, what do you say?
51.
51, okay. And Alice?
I'm not getting anywhere, but I think
I believe she's speaking, but we can't understand a word.
Is she playing another game?
Yeah, I think she's talking to somebody else.
Where are you, Alice? Where are you?
She's on the extension phone talking to another radio station.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm talking about
the BZ police.
Harry S. Truman.
What the hell has that got to do with anything?
He's talking about.
I don't think I understand any of this. Alice, how old is Bobby Hatfield? Want to take a guess?
I really don't know, but I'm going to just guess by what they're saying is probably about 56.
56.
Mm.
You want to give us the reasons you said 56? Never mind. Wolfie, how old do you think Bobby Hatfield is?
55 and 15, 16.
Yes.
How old is he?
55.
55. Like
I'm sorry, Alex.
Hey, Mommy.
Yes.
That's the speed limit.
55 is the speed limit. I see.
Ooh,
I'm not going anywhere fast. This is an emotional roller coaster. This, you get really up there laughing, and then Wolfie says something, and it's crashing down.
It's enough to make you want to.
Jimmy Dean sausage.
Yeah.
It's enough to make you lose your will to live, isn't it?
Yeah, Wolfie.
Paul, what do you think? How old is Bobby Hatfield of the Righteous Brothers?
I'm going to say 49.
Okay. Okay, this is the last one, so we should have a winner here. Bobby Hatfield of Unchained Melody fame, Righteous Brothers, and all of that, is actually 51, which is exactly what Scott said. I have a feeling, Scott, you hit three right on the button. Did you look up birthdays by any chance? You just happen to know these?
How dare you insinuate
Just guess them.
Just guess them. Okay. Yep. Well, that's very good.
By the rules, you know.
What's that, please?
Play by the rules.
Okay.
Now I don't believe him. What rules?
He says, yeah, what rules? Yeah. Now, he called the promotion department. They sent him a list of rules this game. Yeah.
He the big winner?
He's the big winner. He's got three. Paul has two. Wolfie had one, and Alice had one. Scott had, three we mentioned. And Tony and Jack are the only ones who got nothing.
We did that purposely.
Yeah.
That's right, because you couldn't win anyway, so that's the point. Yeah. Okay, so hang in there, Scott.
All right, no problem.
And we'll take your name and address. Have you ever won before?
A long time ago.
Okay. Well, it's about time again, then.
Yep.
I want to thank you, Paul, for playing the game with us. You're okay.
Okay, Norm.
Take
See
care.
See you later.
Yep. Bye-bye now. And Alice?
Yeah. Thank you, Norm.
Thank you very much.
You're so nice. I listen to you all the time.
Well, you're a good person. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love Jack.
Thank you.
He's so handsome, the way he laughs. He makes me happy.
This is the giggliest program ever. Anyway, thank you very much, Alice. And Wolfie, thank you very much.
Wait, Mommy.
Uh-oh.
My last comment for Scott.
Yes.
I want him to become a spokesman for Ipotec.
What does that mean exactly, Wolfie? What does that mean, Ipotec?
You think it over.
Do all of you know what that means? And am I the only one who's totally unaware of what that means?
I'm still guessing.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll figure
out how you run things up a flagpole. Well, this case, it's if you're only going a short distance, you run at Ipotec.
That's what you interpret that to mean, eh?
It's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe everybody knew the answer except me because I'm not terribly sophisticated to the ways of the modern world.
Well, but then again,
but yeah, that's right. Wolfie is because he's very hip. He's right there with what's going on today. Again, Jack, it's been a great pleasure.
No, thank you.
You want to laugh first one more time before you go? I think that was a little phony. I don't think he really meant that. And Tony, thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Norm.
Don't go far away because we still have another hour or so, hour and a half of a swell program.
I was getting ready to leave.
I know. I saw you putting your coat on, and it's not time yet.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. And here's Scott. Hang in there, and Tony will take the information from you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Norm.
And thanks a lot for calling and being part of all of this. I really appreciate it very, very, very much.
You know the expression, no pain, no gain? Well, I get a lot of calls from people with knee pain from running or back pain from aerobics. Frankly, that's not normal.
Common sense healthcare answers from the registered nurses at Ask a Nurse.
A pulled tendon or strained ligaments, these can become chronic problems if they're not treated properly. Well, it might be something as simple as putting ice or heat on it, but you've got to know which is the right treatment. And you've got to be on the lookout for something worse. Inflammation, swelling, numbness. They can put you on the sidelines for a long time.
This has been 60 Seconds of Healthcare Information brought to you by the nurses at Ask a Nurse. If you have a healthcare question or you need help finding a doctor, call us anytime, day or night. It's free and it's confidential.
If you've been inactive and want to start exercising, have a complete physical first. And if pain is part of your workouts, give us a call.
Ask a Nurse, the 24-hour answer to your healthcare questions. Call them anytime at 1-800-544-2424.
Has life given you an ulcer? Dr. Howard Smith here, and this Sunday we look at your stomach pains, both routine and life-threatening. My guest, Dr. Michael Wolf, Brigham and Women's Hospital gastroenterologist, who joins me to help you literally keep it down. It all begins bright and early at 7 a.m. and goes till 9 and first day right here on Boston's news station.
WBC Boston.
WBZ Boston, the only radio station to provide stock market reports from the floor of the exchange. Business news every hour, every business day from WBZ AM 1030.
Here's some of the top stories we're following here on the news station, WBZ AM 1030. The United Nations Secretary General is to head to London today for a meeting with freed hostage John McCarthy, who's carrying a letter from his kidnappers. Meantime, Syrian troops in Beirut are threatening to search house to house for a Frenchman who was abducted after McCarthy's release on Thursday. A lawsuit filed in Milwaukee is seeking profits from any movies or books based on Jeffrey Dahmer and his alleged involvement in a string of dismemberment slayings. If they do make that into a movie, remind me to miss it. An attorney filed the $3 billion lawsuit on behalf of the family of one of Dahmer's alleged victims. Japan's prime minister is in Beijing to discuss human rights and curbs on arms sales with Chinese leader Li Peng. About 200 children of Japanese diplomats and businessmen in China waved Japanese flags as Toshiki Kaifu's plane landed this past day. And today is the last full day in space for the Shuttle Atlantis crew. Mission Control awakened the astronauts late last night to prepare them for their landing at Florida's Cape Canaveral early tomorrow morning. We'll have details on those stories and many others in about 19 minutes at 4 o'clock this morning here at WBZ. And right now, because so many of you said, hey, Jack was so much fun on that birthday game, by all means, bring him back for another traffic report. God love him. And I'm quoting verbatim.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, of course, Jack is with the WBZ 24-hour traffic network. And that accounts for the uniform that you're wearing.
Yes, indeed.
Polyester uniform is really just so darn nice. Anyways,
and shiny shoes.
Shiny shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Little stripe down the side of your pants and
yes.
a red jacket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And what is happening by way of traffic, by the way, Jack?
Oh, more than you can imagine.
Yeah.
We
because I don't imagine much of anything.
Well, there's always something happening on the roads around Boston. And currently, it basically manifests itself as work crews. Traveling in and out of East Boston, Logan Airport in the downtown area, you'll find work crews in the Sumner and Callahan tunnels, one lane in each, closed until 5:30. That's for some routine bulb changing and wall washing. Traveling on the Mass Pike eastbound, approaching the Weston tolls, we do have some work crews taking up all but two lanes through there. The Prue Tunnel westbound on the Mass Pike, more work crews to watch out for. Both of those situations until about 6 a.m. Getting onto 128, heading southbound in the Braintree area from Route 37, we have some work crews on the ramp. They as well will be out until about 5:30, 6 o'clock. So do watch out there. Don't forget we have some wet roadways, and before too long, we'll begin to see the influx of the early Saturday commute. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network. See Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet tomorrow night at the Cape Cod Melody Tent in Hyannis. Call 617-383-1400 for tickets now.
Patrick Palladino Jr. of Winchester, Massachusetts, is telling us about his skin problems.
My rash was red and blotchy. It was itching, and it would be very uncomfortable just to stand and work. It was sore and very irritated.
But Patrick Palladino got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder.
And then I came across Gold Bond powder, and that seemed to help right away. When you put it on, it's cool, it's comfortable. The tingling effect was very soothing.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
And when I put on the Gold Bond powder, I get relief almost immediately. The itching goes away quite rapidly, and it's one of the few products that you can buy, that I can buy, that I get an instant gratification from. It works that fast for me.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but when I wear sneakers, my feet feel terrible. Hot, sweaty, burning, sore, and they smell as bad as they feel.
There's a simple solution. Keep it in your sneaker.
What do you mean?
Keep it in your sneaker, a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out that fiery feeling and stop odors, too. It cools and soothes and relieves with its special ingredients.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep it in your sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. That excess moisture can cause real problems, even promote athlete's foot fungi.
What's Keep It In Your Sneaker do?
Breaks the cycle, first by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
Does this stuff quit after a few minutes?
No way. Just shake it on your socks and sneakers and on your feet. It keeps working while you're working out.
Hey, my feet feel great. I'm using this every day.
Keep it in your sneaker powder. Relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
Ew, like totally gross.
No, try it. I've tried it. And my feet feel great, too. And it doesn't stick to the roof of my mouth. What does that mean? It means it's 15 minutes before 4 o'clock. 254-1030, area code 617. And Kathy, I kind of hoped that you would call so that you could bring some sanity to the silliness that's been going on here that's sickening.
Oh, Norm, that was one of your better shows.
Oh, son of a gun, then. What were the others like, for
no,
God's sakes?
No, really, I was in stitches. Of course, the last names helped. You know, some nights you should let them exhaust every avenue.
Oh, just let them keep going,
that's
huh?
That's right, until okay. They get done. Yeah, okay. That was funny. It really was funny. I'm here laughing all alone. They're going to come and get me.
If they do, call us. Call us.
No, I call to be very serious tonight.
Okay.
Okay? Uh-huh. Are you serious? You got your serious hat on.
Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Yes, Kathy, yeah. What can I do for you?
You know, you mentioned that state employee that worked part-time.
Oh, the...
That saved all the money.
Oh, yes,
that
yes.
That balanced the budget.
Yes. Oh, well, I guess it did, yeah. It helped to a very large extent.
Right. Now, she's a part-time worker.
That's correct, in the welfare department.
Right. Now, you think of all the full-time workers and the consultants and the assistants and the aides. Now, this must have been in the books for a long time, and none of them come up with it. And here she's working part-time, and she found this.
Yeah, I've never... read a complete explanation of how she did that.
She went through all the books.
She just... She did what?
Went through the books and found the error.
She
now what are the others doing?
Now, excuse me, but what made her look through the books?
Well, that's her job.
Her job was to look through the books?
No, her job is to keep track of the records that are taking place. Now, what are the others doing?
Well, I don't know. Now, maybe she's the only one who had that specific kind of job. I really don't know.
I'm sure not. There must be, I mean, they have someone that has to do the Medicare and what they're billed for and what they put bills in for. They're so fouled up in there. But, I mean, that's the point that I was really taken with when you said she was part-time.
And yes.
What are all the other clowns doing?
Well, I don't know. Now,
I sound cynical, don't I?
Yeah, I think a little bit, though. I'm surprised.
I am.
Okay, now what about... What about this, like the state auditor and people of that? Are there other people who check books out for those sort of things?
Well, I'm sure they don't check for specifics, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now, I don't know whether the job of the others was to check on actual federal reimbursement. Or I really don't know.
That wasn't just for this year.
No, it was not.
This went back years.
Uh-huh.
And she came across it.
Well, I guess rather than be cynical about the ones who never dug it up, because nobody had for some time, I think we can say how delightful she is for having found that.
They ought to put her on full-time.
Well, I guess she doesn't want to work full-time.
Yeah, you were saying she wants to take care of it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, when you hear things like that, you say, now, what are all the others doing there?
I don't know. The others may very well be doing their job great, and they don't. They don't come across that. No, I think a lot of state workers do their job.
I don't want to condemn all of them. No, I shouldn't say that. I do sound terrible, but you know, you and I both know there are so many there sitting on their tushes.
See, I don't know that. I've dealt with the state in very minor ways. And whenever I've gone in, they've been very, very helpful and have gotten me information that I needed to know about.
Well, that's good to
know. You know, and they seem to be working. I don't see anybody just sitting there fooling around. This is true. I'm not trying to defend anybody. I guess I am trying to defend them. I wouldn't be talking this way. I'm sure there are some goof-offs. They're bound to be. There are in private industry. I've seen them in private industry
right.
as well. I guess what I'm saying is I have a feeling that we automatically think of state workers as being more goof-off in their oriented than people in private industry, and I'm wondering whether or not that's true. I don't know.
Well, probably it's because it's brought out in the open so much that you get to a point where you get cynical about all of them.
Well, that could very well be a little cute
and
person.
What did you say?
I said that could very well be a little cute person is the way I referred to you.
You're being very nice to me. I'm waiting for my desk, Norm.
Oh, that's right. You had won a contest and you wanted. That's right. I was gonna ship you one of the salespeople's desks. I thought if I was gonna.
And chair.
That's right. If I was gonna steal anything, it was gonna be something really big. That's right. Or I was gonna send you some microphones and some recording equipment. I think we could lift that out and put a cloth in front. They wouldn't even notice it was gone. How about an official. A clock, an electric clock here that keeps time right on the button.
That would be nice.
Okay, how about...
I have seven, but that would be nice.
Okay, we also have the call letters WBZ and raised lettering on the wall here, which you could put in your game room. And
what game room?
I'll send you the game room then.
So you're going to be on all next week, Bob. Oh.
No, that's well. Whatever my name is, I am going to be on. Yes, I'm right through.
Now yeah. I had a call and tell you I really enjoyed that game. They were great tonight.
Okay, well,
I mean your regulars. They were, I like the others too, but your regulars, you should just let them go.
Well, you have to. You have
one
to,
night when they have a good name to work with.
Okay.
Let them fly.
Let them fly. Okay, it's a deal. Well, let them fly.
I'll give you a call, Norm.
Okay, thank
I'll
you.
I'll be waiting for the furniture trucks to come.
Okay, Kathy. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye, dear. That's my friend, Kathy. She's okay.
Get
ready for the all-new Marshfield Fair.
Gates open at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, August 14th.
More rides, more games, more family fun.
Fireworks.
4-H exhibits, crafts, sheep, goats, and dairy cattle.
Thoroughbred horse racing every day except Sunday.
Great entertainment every night. The Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
The Four Aces.
Tell me why.
Tavares.
It only takes a minute.
Plus the Four Lads and the Cordettes.
Here it comes.
Bring the family. Spend the day.
Explore the giant Midway.
Enjoy the great food.
Watch your newspaper for discount admission and ride tickets.
The all-new Marshfield Fair. 12 days of summer fun.
Follow the signs to the fairgrounds. Route 3A, Marshfield, Massachusetts.
The all-new Marshfield Fair opens Wednesday, August 14th.
New England Patriots football.
Back to throw, Millen. Looks, fires, touchdown, John Brown. Hugh Millen, the John Bond.
Tonight, Dick McPherson unveils his 1991 Patriots in their first local appearance of the season when they host the Washington Redskins at Foxborough. 5:30 pregame, 7:30 kickoff tonight. The Patriots and Redskins at Foxborough on WBZ, AM 1030.
Now, the exclusive WBZ AccuWeather forecast calling for rain through the night. Rain and fog. It's raining pretty steadily right now. Temperature 67 degrees outside our WBZ studios. And the outlook for today, Saturday, lots of rain and drizzle. High temperatures about 74 degrees. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows about 64. Sunday, sunshine in the morning and early afternoon with some rain possible later in the day. Highs 76 to 80 degrees. Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny, 78 to 82. And the Cape, rain will taper to showers there, and the highs will be about 72. And on Sunday, partly sunny on the Cape. And in southern New Hampshire and Maine, rain on Saturday, 68 degrees will be the top temperature today in that area. And then Sunday, tomorrow, sunny with possible rain in the afternoon. Temperature in Boston now is 67 degrees. It's just that I'm pretty. One of my favorites. Come to me, my melancholy baby. No, I don't think that's it, no. Just so pretty, I tell you. 254-1030, more calls in just a moment, and I hope it's you who calls me. Do call, because I'm in a terribly romantic mood.
Before starting any home improvement project, visit Barney & Carey Lumber Company. Barney & Carey is one of the oldest and most experienced lumber companies in New England. In their 13-acre state-of-the-art facility in West Quincy, Barney & Carey continues their tradition of high-quality products and friendly professional service. Barney & Carey invites all homeowners to benefit from the good, sound advice they've been giving successful builders for 67 years. They carry only the highest quality and best selection of pressure-treated lumber in New England. And right now, it's all on sale. Imagine sitting on your pressure-treated deck that has no knots in the decking, the balusters, or the handrails. Now that's quality, found only at Barney & Carey. Don't miss your chance to take advantage of the low, low sale prices on this high-quality, pressure-treated lumber. Barney & Carey even has free delivery. Barney & Carey is at 196 Rashuti Drive in West Quincy. Take exit 8 off the expressway to Willard Street and turn right at Mr. Tuck's, or call 472-7800. That's 472-7800.
Okay, let me talk with Marilyn here in Boston. Hi, Marilyn. Hi.
Don't you remember Marilyn from the Cape? And then I got you confused with John Williams.
You had me confused with John Williams?
Yeah, you said I was talking wild that night. I'm up in Wellesley, originally from the Cape.
Where did we meet? At Symphony Hall, you mean?
Well, that lady asked me. Ye gods, there was a... Oh, excuse me. There was an article in the TV Guide, how wonderful we love John Williams. Pick it up, last week's copy. How come I don't get a letter from you and Norma?
Oh, excuse me. No, sorry, I just sneezed. I had a turn.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you very much. No, well, I don't know.
No, I caught you... the show. Remember I said I missed the radio show?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I caught you on Tom Bergeron.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've gone through enough and I have, so let's forget the past.
Okay.
You both look great. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you very much, Marilyn.
Now, what else are we going to talk about tonight? We've got to talk about how people have to be more compatible because I'm a home health aide.
Okay.
Okay?
How can they be more compatible?
Well, we've got to shake the right hand and drag the left foot.
Shake the right hand and drag the left foot?
And be peaceful.
And be peaceful.
Cut people up.
And
you know, people gossip and they hurt each other, right?
I guess that happens.
Yeah. And we can't let the relatives hurt us. We just got to go on with our friends because, ye gods, I told you, I lived down the Cape for 21 years and I'm back up in Wellesley.
Huh.
But I came up from Wayland. You're out in that area.
No.
Yeah, Stowe.
No, I don't live in Stowe.
Out in that country.
No, I live north of Boston. That Stowe is west.
Well, what's, well, north.
Well, northwest, yes.
Yeah, northwest.
No, I live along the North Shore.
Oh, well, well. Well, see, I was up in Maine for a while.
Yeah.
And I hear you talking about the country. So you
guys are really stupid. I do live in the country, but not in Stowe.
No, no. But up in, you know, it's good country.
Yeah, what's good country? It's good country, Maryland, yes.
Well, I'm right on Route 9 where all the traffic is tonight.
A lot of traffic right now?
Oh, great, and it's pouring out.
Yeah, you must have... Anything you want to tell Jack Hart about the traffic out your way?
Well, our way was the cops are out there, and you watch the registry. Slow down and use seatbelts.
Okay, so is there a lot of traffic there right this minute?
Yeah, I just got in because I came up from the Cape, and then I went shopping.
But right now there's a lot... Okay, I got to get going on, Marilyn, because we have got... God, I forgot about this message, and we have news coming up.
Joan Cantwell of Brockton, Massachusetts, is telling us about her skin problems.
I had developed a... skin rash, and the rash was red, itchy, very uncomfortable. At its worst, it was painful. It was very irritating.
But Joan Cantwell got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder.
The Gold Bond powder has a nice clean feel to it. There's a cooling sensation. At the end of the day, the area that was irritating in the morning is no longer irritating.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
It's gone. Completely gone. The itching in the area of the rash was taken care of. It doesn't itch anymore. I don't use any other powder but Gold Bond.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but it feels like there's a fire inside my sneakers. My feet feel hot, sticky, and sore. And they smell as bad as they feel.
Use Keep It in your sneaker. It relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too.
What is it?
Keep It in your sneaker is a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out the fire. You feel its special ingredients working to cool and soothe your feet.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep It in your sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. Excess moisture can cause problems, even athlete's foot fungi.
What's Keep It in your sneaker do?
Helps break the cycle by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
How long does it work?
As long as you're working out, just shake it in your socks and sneakers and on your feet.
Feels great. I'll use it every day.
Keep It in your sneaker powder. Relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
Well, we're coming up to news time. Doesn't time fly when you're whipping it up like this, having so darn much fun? WBZ Boston, it's now 4 o'clock.
Gosh, we squeezed every last second out of an hour on Norm's show. The Vault of Silliness has some big plans for the 100th episode next week, so mark your calendars, hit the bell so you're alerted to new content, and be ready for some fun. Jeez, I hope we can live up to that. Oh, sorry, just thinking out loud. Before we go, let's hear from another one of our sponsors.
If you have not yet prepared your will, please listen carefully. Without a will, the laws of the state and not you will determine who receives your property and in what amounts. Who manages the affairs of your estate? Your choice as guardian of your minor children may never be known. Your loved ones could face unnecessary legal costs and needless court delays. Now, for only $12.95, you can make your own will quickly and safely with the American Will Kit. you'll receive simple fill-in-the-blank will forms with easy-to-follow directions. The forms were prepared by lawyers to be valid in all 50 states. Order now, and you'll also receive, free of charge, our easy-reading personal protection guide, giving you important tips and special information that can save you money. Join the more than 1 million Americans who have already taken advantage of this special mail-order opportunity. Use your credit card and call now, 1-800-542-2300. Just $12.95 plus shipping. Money back if not satisfied. See package for details. Call now, 1-800-542-2300.
$12.95? What a bargain! Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For the well-dressed WBZ pages, feathers in your caps, sausages, fish puns, Tchaikovsky's Pathétique Symphony. Fields of hats, jugularized capable blenders, 76 trombones, emotional roller coasters, Ask a Nurse, Patrick Palladino, Joan Cantwell, and Gold Bond medicated powder. Keep it in your sneaker. The Cape Cod Melody Tent, the Marshfield Fair, Barney and Carrie Lumber, Wills, Wolfie, Shaking the Right Hand and Dragging the Left Foot, Dr. Howard Smith, Gil Santos, Jack Hart, and the man who's not terribly sophisticated to the ways of the modern world, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.